Hello, I just want to share this wonderful new video with you. Before we get to the video, I would like to introduce three things to you. AnointedTube.com. This is a very powerful site, believed to be the topmost Christian video sharing website in the world today. It is ranked as the fifth best video sharing website in the world according to available data. It hosts videos of preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from all around the world. All you need to do is to select the preacher of your choice from your preferred continent at the top of the site. Scroll down, click on the preacher's picture, and you will access video content from your favorite preacher. You could as well share our videos on all social media platforms. We are currently targeting 5,000 people that we support Anointed Tube monthly, and you could be one of them. To support, please click the donate or subscribe button on the home page or on the video page. No amount is too small or too big. Your donation of $10, $20 a month could help hundreds of thousands to come to the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ every week through the life-changing message of great men and women of God. It is my pleasure to introduce to you my book, my powerful, wonderful book, Discover the Real You and Change the World. This is a powerful tool for your personality development and growth. It is available on Amazon, on eBay, Barnes & Noble, and a number of resource sites all over the internet. If you live in a country where the book is not published and you want to reprint the book in your country, please send us an email and we will be glad to get that to you. This book has manuscripts both in Portuguese and Spanish languages. If you live in a Spanish or Portuguese-speaking country and you want this book published in your language, please let us know. I would like to introduce to you the word combination of herbs. We put together a combination of herbs, 90 herbs, in 4 bottles, and by our next production cycle, we'll aim at combining up to 117 herbs in 4 bottles. Please make your order as we are calling for resellers and distributors of this product. If you want to be a part of this process by being a distributor or reseller, you could send us an email and we'll be glad to get to you. The herbs are produced in Europe. We believe God that this will bring to manifestation His words in the Bible that the herbs are for the healing of the nations. God has already put healing and power into herbs that would bless and change lives. We produce this because we cannot ignore that power. The point is that it, in comparison to using individual herbs, it would be better to combine these potent medicinal resources into one mix in just 4 bottles for the refurbishment of the whole body system. So make your order. We get it to you.
Every living thing, 2 of every sort shall you bring 5 into the ark, male and female.
4
Save them from the coming
3
Armageddon. All the wild
2
beasts shall be in your keeping.
1
2 of every species from the beginning of time.
the story of Lazarus as imagined. His death and his encounter with the other saints in heaven, like Abraham, Isaac, Moses, Elijah, Samson, and David. It happened to be a testimony night about their encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ while on earth. Meanwhile, back on earth, Mary and Martha were filled with sorrow after waiting for Jesus for 4 days to raise the dead brother Lazarus. This is the story as imagined.
I saw how his teachings awed the crowd. Those famous tears of compassion, I could actually see. Man, he used to come over to my house after church. My sisters would make him dinner, and every month, I even supported his ministry. You see, man, I watched him confront the Pharisees. I was there when he fed the 5,000. I heard the crowd gasp when he healed the lame. And you see, man, I even remember the littlest things, the things that most folk would forget, like the simple, loving way he'd just call my name.
Up at the gravestone rolls away with the loud voice Jesus started to say.
Kind of fellas I could hear him saying like yesterday.
Lazarus.
As a matter of fact, it kind of seemed like today.
Lazarus.
Excuse me, brothers. I think I hear him calling me now. What?
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Jesus.
Lazarus.
Hey, Jesus.
Lazarus. Come forth.
He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live.
I said, make an instrument with your hand. Jesus died on the cross. Saved me on the cross. Healed me on the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know, this is a true life story. When this ministry started, because we couldn't get denominational hymn books to sing from, we have to form our own choruses and compose our choruses. One of them is this one. Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross, glory to him. Oh, Jesus died
on the cross,
saving me
on the cross,
healing me
on the cross, glory to
him. I say Jesus died
on the cross,
healing me
on the cross,
saving me
on the cross.
Oh, hallelujah.
We are Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are Lord.
Hallelujah.
We are Lord. To redeem.
Yes, Jesus died.
On the cross.
Saving me.
On the cross.
And healing me.
On the cross. To redeem.
I say, Jesus died.
On the cross.
Saving me.
Healing
me.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, hallelujah. 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 Oh, Jesus died. He lived me. Yes, Jesus died. Amen. Amen. Sit down. Praise the Lord. We are reading three scriptures this morning. He's alive again. Grave could not hold him. Turn with me to John's Gospel. When we finish that one, we are reading Luke and then end with Mark. John's Gospel. Chapter 20. The first day of the week, cometh Mary Magdalene early when it was yet dark unto the sepulchre, and seeth the stone taken away from the sepulchre. Luke's Gospel. Upon the first day of the week, very early in the morning, they came unto the sepulchre, bringing the spices which they had prepared, and a certain others with them. Verse 5. And as they were afraid and bowed down their faces to the earth, they said unto them, why seek ye the living among the dead? He is not here, but is risen. Remember how he spake unto you when he was yet in Galilee, saying, the Son of Man must be delivered into the hands of sinful men and crucified, and the third day rise again. And they remembered his words, and returned from the sepulchre, and told all these things unto the 11 and to the rest. Mark chapter 16. He is not here. My Jesus is not there. Your Jesus is not there. Verse 1, Mark 16. When the Sabbath was passed, oh Lord, every time I read this first line, there's a day of the passing of everything that saddened your life. Whether it is spiritual hindrance, setback, hunger, nakedness, deprivation, lack of progress in your job, your body, your health, your finances, your marriage, the sepulchre is open today, and your Sabbath day will pass. Mary Magdalene and Mary the mother of James and Salome had brought sweet spices that they might come and anoint him. And very early in the morning, the first day of the week, they came unto the sepulchre at the rising of the sun. At the rising of the sun. No matter how dark your yesterday, today's your rising sun. Somebody must hear me today. You say, my years since I was born have been darkness. I'm glad to tell you the rising of the sun is coming to your life. How dark has your yesteryears been? How agonizing and painful. How cheerful. How painful. How much ache, how much bleeding, how much tribulation, how much trial has yesteryears given you? Beginning from today,
There's a rising sun coming your way. You say, also it has been darker than I expected. That's good for yesterday. It is not bad to start life in darkness. But it is good. It is good. It is good. It is good to end it with light. Somebody shout hallelujah. You say, from when I was small, I suffered. Not bad. When I was young, I was deprived of blessings. Not bad. The darker the night, the brighter the day. The tougher your morning, the easier your evenings. At the rising of the sun, somebody lift hand up and say, my sun will soon rise. I didn't hear what you say. Say with me, no matter how dark my night, my rising sun is coming. And the Lord himself will rise for me. Shout hallelujah. That first night of his burial. Dr. Aquarero, that first night, that Good Friday night. You see, the calendar of God and the calendar of man is very different. The day that Jesus was crucified is called Good Friday. Why? The devil could get no glory. Man would have said the saddest day in man history. But no. Men who know God call it Good Friday. Because in the sight of God, bad things doesn't happen to good people. Your trial, your test, is not sent to you to destroy you. Sometimes you hear Jesus say, this sickness is not unto death, but that the Son of God might be made manifest. Sometimes your business will so die and die and die and die and die. And people will say, he's finished. But look at the rising sun coming this morning. Somebody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Everybody shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. I see a new sun rising on your behalf. I see darkness leaving you from today. That the Son of God might be glorified. At the rising of the sun. Who would have known the sun would rise again? They came to the sepulchre. Verse 3. Mark 16 verse 3. And they said among themselves, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? John said, the stone have been rolled away. Luke said, the stone was rolled away. Mark said, who shall? Will you stand to your feet for 2 minutes? I'd like to talk to you for 5 minutes on angels' intervention on resurrection. Demons may put stone at your grave. Sickness may put stone in your business door. The question the women asked is, who shall roll us away the stone from the door of the sepulchre? Who? Many times when there's stone in your life or business or marriage or home, father is not enough, mother is not enough, brother is not enough, sister is not enough. But I have good news for you this morning. If you can ask the question, God can give you the answer. If it's too big for you, the women were not saying, who can take us to the sepulchre? They are only saying, when we get there, Akaya, 254 soldiers were guarding the stone. 254. A segment like this stood by. With guns in their hands. With authority from the king. With order from Caesar's palace. If the grave shake, shoot aside. And you know our men are more used to evil doing than doing good. They will authorize. When you just see the grave start to shake, stand by. And the commander of the infantry brigade was told, give order. Give instruction. The women were not bothered about the soldiers standing by. They were bothered about who to roll away the stone. When you are determined to serve God and determined to follow God, no matter the tons and thistles you experience, no matter the soldiers of the enemy in the enemy's camp, no matter how many bullets and guns they have in their hands, in their mouth, in their arms, when you are determined to serve God, it is how to see God that is your concern. Can somebody say big amen?
Amen.
They knew the soldiers were there. For they said in the book of Matthew, he has said he will rise. Matthew said, they have already campaigned that he will rise. But let us seal the grave so they will not come and steal him and say he rose. If he, the dead Christ, can be a threat, you, the living Christ incarnate, should be a threat to your enemy. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying. If the one who died can frighten the living ones, I don't know whether you are hearing what I'm saying. They were still, the council held executive council meeting. He said he will rise the third day, so let us do all we can so that he will not get up today. Man's superability is not as big as God's weakness, and God have no weakness in him. They all surrendered it, and when it was Friday night, they panicked. Saturday night, they panic. On Sunday morning, who shall roll away the stone from the mouth of the sepulchre? Verse 4. When they looked, look at your Bible. When they looked, they saw that the stone will roll away, for it was very great. Somebody shout hallelujah. God's angelic intervention is the result of resurrection. When the stone in your life and marriage and business is too great, ask question first. God, do you have a stone roller? How did they become afraid? Why did they become afraid? Because they saw the size of the stone. When did they become afraid? How? Why? When? They became afraid when they saw that the stone will roll to cover the grave. But the good news. When you are sleeping, God is on duty for you. I said, while you are sleeping, God is on duty for you. When this stone is bigger than you from today, remember you are not wrong to make inquiry. You are not wrong to ask questions. As I said to them in Ghana, needs are legitimate. solution is positive. Did anybody hear what I'm saying? To have a need is no sin. But to believe in answer and solution should be positive. For if you have no need, what will God supply? For my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It is not wrong to have a need. It's only wrong not to believe there's a God who can meet the need. Sit down. How long was the stone by the mouth of the sepulcher? As long as they didn't look. Kindly listen to me. Most of your obstacles could have become miracles if you were looking. Unfortunately, you have been trained by your natural gene to believe that man is born to sweat. And you have been naturally trained by your female life to believe that slavery is part of existence. But resurrection canceled those two objectives. Where Christ is alive, slavery is abolished. When Christ is alive, redundancy is canceled and efficiency is enthroned. Somebody say big amen. Amen. Who shall roll us away the stone? When they looked, they saw that the stone was rolled away already. Why? It was too great for four women to do. That's my prayer for Quiffy. Every stone too big for you to roll, God will roll it before you get there. Verse 5. Entering into the sepulchre, they saw a young man sitting and at the right hand clothed in. Listen to me. Somebody did not only roll away the stone, he rolled the stone and sat. Why did he sit on it so the stone will not roll back? Your stone will not roll back. Your stone will not roll back. If God roll it away, it will not roll back to the same position. Sitting on top of the stone, clothed in long white garment, and they were frightened. He said unto them, be not affrighted. Ye seek Jesus of Nazareth, which was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. Behold the place where they had laid him. But go your very way. Tell his disciples and Peter that he goeth before you into Galilee. There shall ye see him as he said unto you. Somebody say amen. Luke's gospel. Go. Easter did not only give us good news. Easter gave us the marching order to be at peace, to believe our God and our God. Oh, Lord God. His God and Luke chapter 24. Is that in your Bible? Look at what it says here. Verse 16. But their eyes were holding that they should not know him. And he said unto them, what manner of communication are these that ye have one to another as ye walk and are sad? Verse 19. He said unto them, what things? They said unto him, concerning Jesus of Nazareth. Is that in your Bible? Which was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people. And how the chief priests and rulers delivered him to be condemned to death and have crucified him. But we trusted that it had been he which should have redeemed Israel. And beside all this, today is the third day since these things were done. Yea, and certain women also of our company made us astonish, which were early at the sepulchre. When they found not his body, they came saying that they had also seen a vision of angels, which said that he was alive. And certain of them which were with us went to the sepulchre and found it even so as the women had said. But him they saw not. Then said he unto them, O fools, late comers to church, who do not pay tithe at the end of the month, who only come to church on Sunday morning. You fools. You fools. Who should have been telling the women what God did? Slow in heart. Resurrection came to take our foolishness. Resurrection came to give us devotion. Resurrection came to give us dedication. You think I'm hot when I'm preaching? Look at Jesus telling people. Fools. Slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Ought not Christ to have suffered these things and enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scripture the things concerning himself. And they drew nigh unto the village whither they went. And he made as though he would have gone further. But they constrained him, saying, abide with us, for it is towards evening, and the day is fast spent. And he went in to tarry with them. I tell you, resurrection, take Jesus from your street to your house. The conversation of Christ, the discussion of Christ with you on the road, on Easter, become a home matter. They followed. After he called them fools and slow of heart, which would have made half of the choir to go, and all the ordained ministers, only one or two will be left. Can you imagine if I come to church on Sunday, that's all you understand? You fools. Slow of heart. The short one will first of all look at the ground. I said, we know this man. It's hot. But they were happy. They said, Lord, if it takes foolishness to serve you, we will follow you. If it takes the slowness of heart to serve you, we are willing to change. But Lord, don't leave us this evening. May Christ not leave you in the evening of your life. I hope somebody is hearing what I'm saying. Some of you find him in the morning, but in the evening you don't see him anymore. Don't go away from us this evening. Follow us home. And my Bible said he followed them home. Take Jesus home on resurrection day. When you are down, he will pick you up. When you are sick, he will heal you. When you are poor, he will bless you. When you are rejected, he will accept you. Take him home. The stone is no more at the mouth of the grave. Take a risen Christ home. John's Gospel, chapter 20. Easter took Christ from the street to their homes. Easter rolled away the stone
of hindrance. Easter changed everything. Easter brought new daylight. Jesus said, John chapter 20, verse 15, "Woman, why weepest thou? Whom seekest thou?" She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, "Sir, if thou have borne him." Oh, look at the revelation here, Dr. Baze. The woman thought he was a gardener, but she was so humble to call gardener, sir. Akioya, this will be good for your counseling class. You who defend elders and detain your seniors, how respectful are you? Gardener, sir. When God touched you, he changed you. Sir. This is where I'm going to come to a conclusion. If you bore him, tell me where you laid him. And I will take him away. Women, instead of running for who will deliver you from demon or snake vomiting, as next share life, instead of every week you are looking for a minister of deliverance, take Jesus home today. Somebody say amen. Amen. Listen to this. Jesus said unto her, "Mary," identified, personified. God knows you. Mary, she turned herself and said unto him, "Rabboni," which is to say, "Master." Jesus said unto her, "Touch me not, for I am not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say unto them, I ascend unto my Father and your Father, and to my God and your God." Stand to your feet. Open your mouth and give him thanks. Open your mouth and give him thanks. His Father is now your Father. His God is now your God. Lift your hand and give him thanks. Lift your hands and give him thanks. Open your mouth and thank him. Your hand and worship him. You have a God in heaven. He died for you. He rose for you. And by resurrection, his God is now our God. His Father is now our Father. Open your mouth and glorify him. Open your mouth and glorify him. Give him thanks. Open your mouth and give him thanks.
Open your mouth and worship Him. Glorify our God. Hallelujah! Look at me. Say with me. His God is now my God. His Father is now my Father. That should be your boast for the rest of your life. When His God becomes your God and His Father becomes your Father, whatever His Father did for Him, He can do for you. Let us serve God in fear. Let us serve God with devotion. Let us serve God with commitment. That's what Mama and I spend the whole night praying. God, the next years of our life, we want to devote it to serve you and serve your people. Our devotion to you is without limit. Our commitment to you is without limit. We believe God. We can work together as a family. Raise a ministry that will touch the whole planet Earth with good news. Now that His God is your God, His Father is my Father, His miracle will be your miracle too. Let's sing this song. Christ the Lord is risen today. Pastor Henry, give us the Hammond of the organ. Hymn number 123, page 104. Everybody say hallelujah. Grave, where is your victory? Death, where is your sting? It is swallowed in victory. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Amen. Be seated. You have a new Father in heaven. You may be born in Anwai, born in Kano, born in Calabar, born in Ogbese. Your new Heavenly Father never dies. And what He did for His Son at the cross, He will do it for you in living. May God make this Easter become the time of divine intervention for your life and family. And may the hand of God that raised Him from the dead lift you from your oblivion and grave of death and give you a new beginning to die no more. In Jesus' name. Amen. Let me hear you say amen.
Jesus died on the cross, saving me on the cross, healing me on the cross. Glory to Him. Oh, Jesus died
on the cross,
saving me
on the cross,
healing me
on the cross. Glory to
Him. I say Jesus died
on the cross,
healing me
on the cross,
saving me.
Hallelujah.
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 Yes, Jesus died.
You can watch and listen to great and powerful messages from different men and women of God, preachers, prophets, teachers from all around the world on www.anointedtube.com.
Hey there, this is Anointed Tube. Anointed Tube is blessing and changing lives around the world. We are a data hive of videos by preachers, gospel ministers, motivational and financial speakers from around the world. We need your help and monthly donation by clicking on the donate subscription button on the homepage and also on the video page. You choose the amount you want to donate monthly. Nothing is too small or too big. We are targeting 5,000 people to subscribe now and we need your help. It is remarkably easy to navigate on the site. Simply click on the photos of any preachers of your choice in Africa, America or elsewhere shown at the top of the site. Scroll down to see the preacher's pictures. Click on any of the pictures to start watching and catching up with videos from your favorite ministers. Videos can be shared on all social media platforms. We need your help now.
Forget to support Anointed Tube financially. Don't forget to order your book and don't forget to order your herbs. Be the best that you can be. You are the best. You are blessed, shine, rule, have dominion, and live in dominion in your world. I love you and God truly bless you.